Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
On Broadway.
As the Drifters bring this back. One of the classics, just like me. That's what I think of myself. I'm a classic. When you've been around a while, when you're in the fourth quarter of your game, you know, it's not my two minute warning. I'm still beginning the fourth quarter of my game. I'm a classic, and that's the story I'm sticking to. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you use it to your advantage. We built it just for you. That website was built originally. The original version of it was launched in October of 1997. In fact, the website was up before I started doing my show, before I started broadcasting my show. And we broadcast in November of 97, 16 plus years ago. And then only 2 months later, in January of 98, we started simulcasting the on the internet. So we've been up on both of the big mediums for all this time, and we're glad you're here. When you go to the website, be sure to check out all the different ways you can get the stuff that we do, whether you want to read or listen or watch. We've got all the multimedia there, and so check us out there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. You know, folks, we've got this thing called Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act. Actually, it's now going to be known more like the Unaffordable Care Act. And I'm not going to mince any words. I'm against it. I was against it from the beginning because I knew it wouldn't work. I'm not surprised that it's doing what it's doing. But I'm not. I really don't want to talk so much about Obamacare right now in terms of the specifics of it, except to say this, and that is that we're going to get more bad news. There's going to be more bad news all next year. This law is going to continue to rot from the roots up, and it's going to create a lot of mayhem for us as small business owners out here on Main Street. And so here's some advice I'd like to offer you on how to deal with it, because right now there's nothing we can do but deal with it. I really would encourage you to align yourself with some organizations that will keep you informed. Now, these are organizations that are not in favor of Obamacare, but they are small business organizations. They're organizations that are designed to help small business owners keep up with what's going on and to help you sort through the things. And you'll be able to find information from these organizations that will help you get to not only the truth about what's happening with Obamacare, but also what you need to do about it. And so there are several of them in no particular order. I first would like to recommend you go to galen.org, G-A-L-E-N.org. That's Grace Marie Turner's website. She every week she's got two or three pieces on that website that she posts that are published in different publications. Sometimes it's her testimony before Congress. But if you want to find out more about what's really happening with Obamacare and how to keep up with, how to make your own plans, how to deal with it yourself in your own business to help you make growth decisions, hiring decisions, Galen.org is a good one. Another one is the NFIB.com. National Federation of Independent Business. These guys work really hard on this too. NFIB.com. I encourage you to go to their website and check it out. Also, Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBEcouncil.org. That's Karen Kerrigan, Ray Keating. They're our good friends who are in charge of that organization. Karen's the president. Ray Keating's the chief economist. Go to SBEcouncil.org. And you can find out more about what they're saying about how Obamacare is impacting your small business. And I also like to encourage you to go to, and by the way, if you get a chance, make a donation to those people. Join their organization and send them some money. Send them $100. Go to each one of those organizations. They're not going to ask you for any money, but it will help. Send them $100 a piece. I promise you it'll be a good investment. I promise you. I wouldn't spend your money if I didn't think it was the right thing to do. Send them a little bit of money and help them pay the bills because that's how they stay afloat. That's how they pay their researchers. That's how they keep up with what's going on. And that's how they actually are testifying. These are all three organizations that testify on your behalf in front of members of Congress, in front of policymakers. So they can use your help. And the other organization I'm going to ask you to check on is your own industry national trade group. Stay close to your own industry national trade group. Become a member of your own industry's national trade group. I don't care if you shampoo carpets. I don't care if you walk dogs. I don't care if you a pharmacist, a manufacturer, a car dealership, you have a retail shop on Main Street. There is an organization that represents you as an industry group. And I encourage you to keep up with what they're doing and to join them. And somebody in that organization has become, maybe it's a member, has become an expert on tracking Obamacare. There's somebody in that organization that will help you keep up with this. And the last group I'm going to remind you about is your own local Chamber of Commerce. Join your local Chamber of Commerce. Get involved with them. Somebody in that organization is a local person, maybe, has become an expert on Obamacare and how it affects you. Join your chamber. You can learn more about that. It's things to think about. 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.